from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's always change, right? No team's the same. I would say this year there was probably more eye-opening names that we lost, either due to the business side of it, people got paid or we moved on, or just father time or whatever it is. We knew what we were walking into this year. It was a little bit bigger year of a cap number. We were prepared for it. Is it fun? No. Does it stink to lose a lot of the names that have helped you set your foundation and been here for a lot of the success that we've had? So, you know, it is time, and I think transition is a fair word.
Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean. We had a chat with him a little bit ago here. You can go back and listen to it if you'd like. Post it online. Jeremy and Joe from St. John Fisher. In studio is Mr. Howard Simon. He is not here at training camp.
Hey, where is everybody?
We're here in Rochester.
Yeah, fine. I thought you liked me.
You know, I see the tent we used to sit at over there. We're in a different spot.
You weren't here the whole time?
See the tent across the field, across the Grounding Stadium field. We used to sit at a tent.
Yeah, that's
there.
Where the coaches do their stuff.
Right. That's where we used to broadcast from, and it was hotter than the surface of the sun. routinely hot.
Do they used to do coach interviews over here then?
Nah, I don't even really know where they used to do
this
it.
This pavilion we're in, like it's become like radio. It's not quite Radio Row, Radio Square,
sure,
if you will. Like there's a podium over there. Like there would have been room underneath here, so this would have been a nice spot for it.
Yeah, one of my great memories of training camp. Trying to think, Howard, what's your memory from being out here? Marcel Darius having the phone case that looked
like a cassette tape.
I totally fell
for that.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Rex Ryan eating dog crackers or something, cookies, dog treats, whatever.
Nathaniel Hackett said it with us. We're going to run CJ till he pukes.
Oh, my God. You know what? That might be the most quotable quote we got in all of our years at training camp.
Yeah. Were you guys here when Lossman broke his leg?
No.
No.
No, that was
I think the afternoon show
practice.
Was there, right?
Yeah, that was an afternoon practice.
Okay.
Were we there? Who was the quarterback that slipped on the mat?
Kevin Cobb.
Weren't there? No, I don't think we were there for that either.
No. I don't think so.
What about
either.
The EJ hospitality tent?
We were here that morning.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
We're here for the night practice when Jeff Toole definitely out.
I was just going to bring that up. Yeah. The Jeff Toole, he's amazing night practice.
Yep.
Yeah, that didn't really pan out.
Yeah, we've had our moments.
Yeah.
803-0550, if you want to chime in. Meanwhile, Howard, before we get to Howard Picks the Bills, your first edition of it, training camp edition, you know, kind of the post-training camp pick. They've got one more practice tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We posted a Twitter poll. And let me tell you,
I'm losing my mind.
I've been right about a lot of things in my life. I've been wrong about a lot of things in my life. But here's what I was right about. We just kind of got to talking about the Bills and, you know, expectations and pressure. And I hypothesized that more Bills fans would want them to go 15-2 than would want 17-0.
Oh, it's not even close. I'm going to look at the results. Go ahead.
You're going to say you'd rather have 15-2.
I didn't say I would, but if you ask me how Bills fans would vote, no question they'd be freaking out if they went 17-0.
Yeah, 52% say 15-2 is better than 17-0.
I actually thought it'd be a larger margin. Because let's get those losses out of the way in the regular season, boys. 17-0, too much pressure. They're going to lose at some point. Not in the play. Oh, yeah, totally. Honestly, I would have guessed it would have been more like 60 or to 65% going, give me a couple losses.
Yeah.
Because you're getting the one seed either way.
Right. 17-0 is too much pressure.
That's right.
Oh, no.
You're overdue for a loss. This is how we think in Buffalo.
I mean, it's funny.
It's not our fault. Blame the teams.
Sure.
It's not our fault. But, yeah, I prefer not having any losses, quite honestly. So I would vote for 17-0.
The responses are funny because there's two different responses of people that are replying to the poll. One common response is like, what's wrong with people? Of course you take 17-0. And the others are, I don't want any sort of pressure that
That's
comes
right.
with that.
That's right.
I couldn't handle it.
It's not – I'm trying to think of an analogy. This isn't really – it's almost as if the Sabres win the President's Trophy – and then you expect them to run through the Stanley Cup and win the – no. Let's finish the two seed. You know, I don't want the President's Trophy. It's too much pressure. You're the Cup favorite. Let's not be the ones. So I'm good with 17-0, man. Whatever. 15-2. By the way, I'm not picking them to go 17-0.
No, I don't think so. I don't even think you're picking 15-2.
Not really, no.
Here's one tweet. 17-0, too much pressure. Do fans think that 15-2, the one seed in a playoff loss, will bring less complaining than 17-0?
Right. By the way, 15-2 would be the best record in the 17-game schedule, right?
The difference would be, though, like last year, Baltimore, the one seed and not winning it, that just happens.
That happens all
that
the
happens.
Time.
Sure. That happens every year that a one seed doesn't win the Super Bowl, one of the one seeds doesn't win it, if not two of the one seeds don't win
it. Yeah.
So that happens all the time. Last year, two one seeds would have lost. But a 17-0 not winning has happened one time, and we remember that. And they have other Super Bowls to insulate.
Right? They get a pass because they've won. You'll be remembered forever as the team that went 17-0 and didn't win a Super
yes.
Bowl if you don't win another one.
Yeah, that's true. I'm willing to give it a shot, guys.
All right.
Let's find out.
17-0.
Okay. Howard picks the Bills. Are you ready?
No.
Right, we're going to do it anyway.
Thanks
we have
for
to
asking.
Do it with us here and you there because you're too busy. Your schedule's too busy.
Got a Bison's doubleheader today. Let's move this baby along.
All right. You also got to plan your Mets playoff tickets, right? You guys are back?
Shush. Why do you do that?
Didn't the season already end? But it's back now.
Well, they lost in Colorado last night. That was not a good loss.
But they're having a season? They've pulled it out of the fire?
I can still feel the embers burning. But they're alive. I did not think they'd be alive. They're alive. It's August. I'm not complaining.
You're ready to be crushed again.
Oh, I'm all in to be crushed again. Are you kidding me? I already applied for my playoff tickets.
All right, good.
Yeah.
All right, Howard picks the Bills. Let's do it.
A tradition unlike any other.
Picking the Bills to win the Super Bowl.
Oh my God!
What was that, 7 years ago now? They're the best team in football right now.
Time for Howard to pick the Bills!
Something's going to be different.
Yeah.
Howard's going to pick the Bills,
and
this is going to be different this
time.
All right.
Allen steps up in the pocket, going to take off and run. Has the first down and more. Breaks away, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Josh Allen. Yeah, give him a flex, Josh.
Picking the Bills, it means absolutely nothing.
Right.
It's just fun.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Did you get Brandon Bean to make a prediction by any chance?
Did not.
All right.
No.
I'm just going to see what he said.
He did say he likes the phrase team in transition.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. It's not a rebuild, obviously.
No. I think saying that, though, should, I don't know about temper expectations. I think expectations are reasonably tempered.
Yes.
You know, people are hoping it's a really, really, really good year and thinking it will be a somewhat good year, and we'll find out.
Yeah. My expectations are a little lower, but I'm not going to say that because the last time I wrote that article, I got a lot of crap. So anyway.
Oh, you got lit up, huh?
People were not happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right, let's get Howard picks the Bills here. This season, of course, it's about everybody eats, which, of course, is not the case when it comes to fruit and Howard Simon. He does not eat that fruit.
Hey, I had a chicken artichoke sandwich the other night that had artichoke and tomatoes in it. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right, good. I'm making progress.
Sounds good.
Thanks. It was very good, actually.
Well, it's a new season, new faces, new places. That old diva's finally gone. All the drama involved is gone. Of course, I'm talking about Howard.
I'm kidding. Well played. I thought you were talking about Diggs.
I know. All right, let's do Howard picks the Bills. It's a tough schedule. Joe and I were going through it a little bit earlier, just kind of, you know, getting to know it.
You have to remind yourself that there are four night games in a five-week stretch. Yeah. And in that stretch, there's three straight road games.
Yeah,
and the road games are four out of five on the road.
And all three of the road games are against teams that are likely AFC contenders.
Yeah, that is a brutal first month and a half.
Yeah. All right, Bills-Cardinals.
Here's my question before I pick the game. Is your tailgate menu set for the opener?
No. What do you mean? No,
you don't have the same tailgate. You don't have a same menu just for the home opener. You will change it up.
No.
All right. I was driving in this morning thinking, I wonder if Jeremy's got his lineup set for the first tailgate party.
I should start to think about it.
That's like why I brought it up.
Yeah. If it's Arizona, what are people going to say? Do like Tex-Mex, something like that? Do some? I don't know. Can you eat scorpions?
Oh well,
that's what comes to mind.
They're bugs, basically, aren't they?
I suppose grilled scorpion is on your menu.
All right, I'm Googling, can you eat scorpions? You Google, are scorpions bugs? And Howard will pick the Bills.
All right, let's face it. This thing should be easy, right? Don't you think this is one of the lock 'em in wins? The weather should be great. Everybody's going to be in a good mood. It should be an easy win for the Bills. You shouldn't have to sweat it out. So I'll take a opening day victory.
Okay, I don't think it's easy chalking in, line it up. I think the Cardinals might be a little feisty, but I think a win is, let's put it this way, they got to win that game.
Well,
you got to win that game.
If they lose to Arizona in the opener, I am definitely not showing up to pick the Bills on Tuesday that week.
All right.
A scorpion is an arachnid.
Okay. And also,
like a spider.
You can eat it. They taste a bit like crab. There you go.
Oh, well, that sounds good.
Yeah, maybe we'll have some scorpions.
Grilled scorpion. All right.
Okay, win over the Cardinals. At Miami, week two.
I tossed and turned over this one, fellas. I know there's this whole, you know, Josh owns the Dolphins. Tua never wins a big game. I got to be honest with you. I think the Bills, without giving away the whole record, will be fine as the season goes on. I think they'll get better as the season goes on. I think there will be the process of changes, different guys in the lineup, working their way through, and some growing pains at the beginning of the season. I think if you couple that with the schedule, there could be some bumpy goings on, but don't freak out. I am going to take Miami to win that game.
Miami wins week two. Interesting. A Thursday night affair.
You say
in
interesting,
Miami.
And that means you know what's going on right now on Twitter. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, people are going to be mad at you.
Yeah.
Week three.
Yes, sir.
Home Jacksonville. Primetime.
How are you guys feeling about that one? Do you worry about that one at all because of Trevor Lawrence?
I refuse to take the Jaguars seriously.
That's the problem. You don't. I know they beat the Bills last year, but let's face it, they were lucky to win that game.
Yeah,
but it's Trevor Lawrence, and I like him, and I do like Doug Peterson. But it's how do you take them after they collapsed?
Yeah, McDermott's lost to three different Jaguars coaches. Do you think that's happened to any other team? Probably not.
Really?
Gus Bradley, one of them.
Doug Marrone.
Peterson, and Urban Meyer.
And Urban Meyer.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry to bring that up.
Oh, my God.
All right, you know what? He breaks the trend. I'm going to give the Bills a win then. They'll beat the Jaguars.
Beat the Jaguars. At Baltimore, week four, primetime.
You know, I think I've always had this one as a loss. I don't think it's impossible. I wouldn't look at this and go, oh, my God, they'll never win in Baltimore. Because they do, historically, McDermott's defenses have done well against Lamar Jackson. But I just think it's tough. A Monday night to a Sunday night with a road game with the Ravens. I think that's tough. I will pick Baltimore to win this game.
Baltimore wins. Bills-Texans in Houston, a 1 o'clock game on a Sunday.
I've been going back and forth on this one. Look, I think Houston will be good. I was very impressed every time I saw C.J. Stroud. I think Diggs has plenty left in the tank. I think that's going to be – I've gone win, loss, win. I'm going to pick a loss in that game today. I'll give the Texans a slight edge right now.
Bills drop to 2-3 and go into a game against the Jets that we are probably going to think they have to have.
Boy, you guys
want to go to 2-4.
Enjoy those fire McDermott calls you're getting that week, fellas. I will say, so the Jets are interesting, right? You know, Aaron Rodgers and all that, he comes back, assuming he stays healthy. I think there's an unknown in terms of how he will look. I think the Jets, I'm a little curious about the Jets' defense. I thought it kind of wore down and got beat up as the season went on last year. So I'm curious how they come back. I will pick the Bills to win the game in New Jersey, the Monday night game down there. Beat the Jets.
Okay. Win over the Jets. to get to 3-3.
He couldn't have picked 2-4. He couldn't have done it.
I would have had to leave town. I think.
People would have been coming in there for
you. Yeah, right.
Okay, so a win over the Jets. On to the Tennessee Titans. Will Levis and the Titans.
Yeah, and I like the Titans. I think I'm going to use
the Titans. You like the Titans?
No, yeah. I think
Will Levis.
Yeah, I like Will Levis is what I meant.
Me
I'm sorry. But I'm going to use your word feisty, okay, to describe. I don't think this will be an easy out. I really don't. But I would still be surprised if the Bills lost a home game to the Titans, even though I like Levis and I thought Tennessee was a little better than I thought they were going to be last year.
I'll take
the Bills to win.
Bills win at Seattle.
Tough trip, long trip, West Coast, 12th man. I don't know. Seattle gets lucky and wins a stupid, crazy game.
Boy. All right.
Wow. You got Geno Smith? I mean, it's a tough road game.
Bills home, revenge game, Dolphins.
Yeah, they'll get revenge. They'll toast them pretty good here. They'll beat Tua that time, yeah.
At Indianapolis. Indy's one of the teams, let me tell you, like, I have Anthony Richardson in multiple dynasty leagues, and I am uncomfortable with how much hype he is getting.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's not good. Because I toss and turn on this one, too. I think this is, you might look at it and go, well, it's the Colts. But I think there's some reason to be concerned about them, and I think there's some things to like in Anthony Richardson's game. Despite what you just told me, I'll buy into a little bit of the hype, and I'll say that's a loss.
Loss to the Colts. Home Chiefs.
Big game before the bye, right? Big game. Got to have this one. The Bills are getting kind of into that mode where they were after the Eagles game last year. Like, there's not a lot of room for error.
This is 5-5 in home against the Chiefs.
Yeah. So I'm going to take the Bills to rise to the occasion. I mean, they don't beat them in the playoffs, but they own them in the regular season. So I'll take the Bills to beat the Chiefs.
Beat the Chiefs. Home 49ers.
This is an interesting game, right? I'm one of the many who looks at the quarterback situation there and go, how do they keep winning? I don't think he's that good, but they're a really good football team with a good head coach. Unless I see the 49ers season play out differently, I think they're going to come in here and win that game.
Bills
San
win?
Francisco, no, San Francisco,
San Francisco
wins.
Okay. Yeah. San Francisco wins. At the Rams.
So I had Matt Stafford in fantasy once, and he kind of screwed me at the end of the season, and that's why I got eliminated, so I'm picking the Bills to win the game.
Okay, win.
Purely out of personal vengeance.
Spite.
At Detroit.
Yeah. Tough one, huh, right, fellas?
The Bills have a tough schedule.
I mean, it's not even hype. The Lions are legit. It's not even buying into hype anymore. They've got, a really good offense. They spent a lot of time and effort to revamp their defense in the offseason. I think they've improved their secondary a little bit. I will take the Lions to win that game.
Lions. Finally, a game against the Patriots. The Bills are good. They might need these the way you've got the schedule going right now.
I like this. I really do. I like New England being at the back end because, honestly, the Bills are going to need a closing kick.
You've got them 8-7 right now playing New England to get to 9-7. I'm sorry. Do I have that right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7-7.
7-7, yeah. Yeah,
7-7.
They'll beat the Patriots. You kidding me? I mean, Brandon Ayuk doesn't even want to go there, so they'll beat the Patriots.
8-7.
And by the way, isn't it a great world we live in when someone doesn't want to go to New England?
It is great.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is great when that happens.
It's becoming more of a trend too.
Good.
I like it.
Yeah.
8-7. Home Jets.
Jets will be out of the playoff picture at that point and collapsing altogether. Take the Bills.
9-7. At the row, at the Patriots.
Finish off the three-game run here at the end. They'll beat New England.
10-7. Did they get in with that?
I think they're in the playoffs. Let me see. How many? Are those all conference losses?
He had them splitting
with both
the Jets.
No, there's two NFC losses. No, there's three NFC losses. So they're 8-4 in the AFC, I think. Would that be right? I don't even know. Yeah, I think they get in the playoffs.
I bet that's in.
I don't know about the division, though.
Well, you think the Jets are falling apart at the end.
Yeah, so it would be the Bills and the Dolphins. They would have split head-to-head. I don't even know the Dolphins. I don't have the Dolphins schedule in front of me. So
the
I'm
Dolphins
not sure.
They definitely have a softer schedule, but they are, you know,
yeah,
the Dolphins.
So they maybe win the division at 10-7 in a tiebreaker.
Which is that what happened last year? Was it? I know they won a tiebreaker. Maybe that was also 10-7?
No, they didn't. They
the Bills and Dolphins last year were 11-6.
11-6.
11-6, okay.
And it was a tiebreaker, yeah.
Okay.
So it might come down to that again.
All right.
How's camp going, fellas?
It's good, you know. It's been nice out here. It's starting to feel a little,
brisk.
Brian Mazurowski used the phrase on WBEN this morning. Fall light.
Yeah. It's a little crisp morning out there, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go with brisk, not crisp, but not even really brisk.
But did it have a little bit of feel of football season?
How different is brisk from crisp? Crisp is 50s into low 50s, and this was not low 50s. So
what's brisk?
Brisk is
high 50s?
Sure.
Hoodie and shorts today?
Crisp is colder than brisk. Crisp is colder than brisk.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Crisp is not seeing your breath yet, though.
It can be.
All right.
Cold, crisp winter. A winter morning can be crisp. It would never be brisk. It's too cold for brisk.
Yeah, this is like the Beaufort scale.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? Winter morning can be crisp. It can't be brisk.
I feel like brisk also has to have a little bit of an element of a wind.
Yeah, breeze.
And I don't know that crisp does.
That's right. Crisp is
pure cold, right?
Yes. Yes.
Not wind-aided cold.
This is science, all of this.
Yes,
this is science.
This is why people listen to your show.
Yeah. For the whether or not you can eat scorpions and
yes.
So did you determine whether you grill them or bake them?
I think put them on a stick and then like
do you boil them like
roast
lobster?
Them?
I think sure you could do everything you can do with other meats. You could smoke them.
Okay.
Right.
You probably have to remove the. What would you call it?
Are we talking like claw?
The stinger.
Scorpion you're serving.
Yeah.
That's the main meal.
You could have it.
Seems like a lot of work.
Where would you get them from? Also, is another.
I would like a brisket sandwich. If you're making one of those, let me know. I'll stop.
I made some this last weekend.
Did you? Thanks for inviting me.
David writes in, "Don't ruin my morning, Howard." Well,
too late.
Is 10-7 ruining?
10-7.
10-7 is not going to go over well.
You said you would not sign up for 8-6. Would you sign up for 10-7?
Who wouldn't sign up for?
Jeremy said he wouldn't sign up for 8-6.
He asked me if I would take 8-6
New England, Jets, New England to end.
I said no, because why would I accept that as the ceiling? They can be better than that.
Well, they can, but if that was the situation, would you feel confident at 8-6 that they would still make it? They're going to win the last three games, right?
At 8-6, your ceiling is 11-6.
And that gets you in.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
And your floor is like 10-7, because if it's not. You know, they're not losing two of those three, I don't think.
I need more of the picture. I need to know what are the Jets 12-5?
Well, like, you know why he's hesitating too, Howard, I think? Because he's secretly a Drake May stan over here.
I think Drake May is good.
I did not know that, really. You like him, huh?
Yeah, I think he might be good. I mean, maybe not with New England.
Oh,
they can't pay players to go join them. So,
well, it's good that Ayuk didn't show up because that might have made May even better.
Yeah, and I mean, Alex Van Pelt's calling plays with him. He hasn't done that since when?
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Right? So
I think it's been a minute. I don't actually know.
All right. Thank you, Howard.
Okay, fellas. Hope all's good.
Chris Brown going to join us when we get back. We'll chat with him here from St. John Fisher. Coverage of Bills training camp brought to you by Admar Construction. The equipment you need when you need it. And brought to you in part by Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys. By Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by your Western New York Ford dealers and the all-purpose affordable Ford Bronco Sport.
I think the last time Van Pelt called plays was Did he call plays here in 2009 when he was the OC?
Okay.
Because he spent the last few years in Cleveland as the OC, but that's been Stefanski.
Speaking of which, did you see that Ken Dorsey is not calling plays in Cleveland?
I did see
that. He's the OC. Yeah. He's not calling the plays.
Yep.
All right. Jeremy and Joe, Chris Brown, when we return here on
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling,
"Come on, move!"
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
GR.
Every offseason, it's like, all right, what do we have? Like, what ingredients do we have, you know, for Joe Brady and Josh Allen to work with? And that's every skill position, running backs, tight ends, receivers. What do we have? What are we doing well? Do we have a bunch of guys that can separate? Do we have speed? And so you're trying to give them as many different options as you can, because you're going to play different teams, different weather, because you're going to get everything all season. Do we have guys that have good instincts, good feel in zone, make the play, turn it up?
Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean earlier this morning talking with us about his receiver room. He brought up his receivers. I said, what do you like to watch out there? He talked about the one-on-ones, DBs, receivers, 7-on-7. So he's got his eye on his receivers there, and talked to us a little bit about the group, the variability they've got. Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher, Buffalo Bills training camp here. And joining us is play-by-play voice of the Buffalo Bills, Chris Brown. First time I get to introduce you as that with us. Congratulations, of course.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I was on with Joe. You were on vacay when the announcement came down. But, yes, thank you. Really excited. Looking forward to the season, man. I hope we got a lot to get excited about.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, man.
Yeah. It's a lot of new faces. And, you know, one thing Brandon's talking about there that I was glad to hear him say, and I think sometimes I have to remind myself of this, watching Keon Coleman in the DB one-on-ones when they're running to the end zone, I'm thinking to myself, it's cool to see him get this work, but I'm not so sure how many times he'll even get this route during the season. Like, you practice a lot of things at training camp. You get a lot of reps. There was a fade pattern to Andy Isabella, and I'm thinking, that's never going to happen. But you're still getting a look at everything that everybody can do out here.
That's true. That being said, though, there is value in seeing him deliver on those plays every single day we've been out here. That is not lost on me, because there's a lot of rookies that have come in here and have not done that, whether it's dropping the ball, not completing the execution of the play, whatever the case might be, or having an answer when it is a call it period and the defensive coordinator is calling something that the offensive coordinator has to call against. And can you, you know, come up with an answer on that play? And more often than not, he has. And I've said this on our show on One Bills Live and in other places, I still think that Keon Coleman is vastly underrated in terms of football IQ. I think he is miles ahead of a lot of other rookies at that position. He is a very, very clever player, because he can, number one, recognize the coverage of the defense. Number two, recognize what the DB is trying to do to him and where that DB's help is in terms of leverage and other things, and then have an answer for it in the span of 2.5 seconds. And he is open more often than not because of that. And then on top of that, he's open when he's not open because of his ridiculous physical skill set.
And part of that skill set, and Brandon mentioned this, they're called receivers because they catch the ball. I mean, that's one area where he really stands out. Like, he plucks the ball. A lot of times receivers, you know, you got body catchers, you got pluckers. He's out there showcasing the hands on a regular basis.
Right, and I think if you look at the last couple of drafts, the Bills have prioritized catch rate, sure-handedness, Khalil Shakir, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman. Gabe Davis may have been an example of why that's important, because Gabe Davis is a 52% catch rate player in his career. He just got $13 million a year, and I love Gabe. You know, guy for a fourth-round pick gave the Bills probably what you would expect out of a fourth-round draft choice, maybe even a little bit more, you could argue, in terms of the touchdown total. But seven games last year, guys, with one or no catches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not a number two receiver. You could argue he was there four by the end of the year. It just didn't pan out, I think, the way they had hoped. And I think it, how his career kind of matriculated in his time with the Bills, I think convinced Brandon Bean in the personnel department, let's focus on guys that can actually catch the ball at a very, very high rate and will be. It's almost like a money ball approach. Because I think of Moneyball, and I know you're familiar with that, and the movie and the book and all of that stuff. And Billy Bean, who just passed, I saw.
Different Billy Bean.
Different Billy Bean.
Is it? Okay.
Yes. I saw a story that someone made that mistake because I thought the same thing.
Okay.
Baseball player, I think, is who passed away.
Not the GM. Different Billy Bean. The Billy Bean that passed away was only 40.
Because that Billy Bean was a player also.
Yes.
Anyway, so sorry to get off on a tangent here, but I kind of equate it to the on-base percentage priority that Bean and the Moneyball A's put on players. To me, this is similar.
Yeah.
It's all about catch rate, because catch rate makes you a more efficient offense. And it doesn't jump out like receiving average or touchdown total or yardage. But to me, catch rate is similar to on-base percentage for an NFL offense.
I'm picturing the boardroom. What does he do? Snap the finger. He catches the ball. He catches the ball.
You've seen the draft room conversation when they took Kincaid.
Yep.
Terry Pegula, he's telling him, like, this guy catches better than anybody else.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's what happened at the end of his rookie year, because he was right up there. He wasn't ahead of Shakir, but Kincaid was pretty high.
Yeah, and then the one element you don't really get to see as much out here, because they're not – you know, they're not tackling the same way they would in games, is Coleman got a lot of credit for how good of a yards after catch player he was at Florida State. I mean, he was doing some punt return stuff for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw Shakir have that on display, like the Pittsburgh play, and we know that's Samuel's forte. I almost feel like what Bean said and what we've kind of been like, they have these different skill sets throughout, but then they have the common thread of, like, the catch radius, and also I think, right? Can we say common thread of them all is they're going to be a better team once the ball's been caught?
You would like to think so. I think the proof will be in the pudding. But I think a lot of times it's more about the skill set after that reception and knowing where the defense is. And I think Coleman is good at that. I think Shakir is more reactionary.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's just got so much shake to his game.
Sure.
Like, you just think about the touchdown against Pittsburgh last year, where he puts his hand on the ground and he does a 180 spin.
Yeah.
And I want to say it was a linebacker that was trying to corral him and wait for help to arrive. And, I mean, he shook him completely out of his shoes.
Yeah.
Like, it was a shake-and-bake move, and he was just, like, ankle-breaking. Mm-hmm. You don't see that a lot in football. Like, guy just ankle's broken, and he's gone. And it's not just 10 extra yards after the play. It's a touchdown.
Right.
So, get excited about that, because I think this receiving core has that in their arsenal, and it goes deeper than just one or two guys.
Speaking with Chris Brown here from Bills training camp, the rest of the offense, the offensive line, I feel like – Bills fans, right or wrong, I mean, I'm doing this. I'm kind of treating it as a given. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the returning players. You know, they switch Mitch Morse out. Okay, but generally I feel like things are okay. If Spencer Brown is healthy, Osiris Torrance had a great rookie season by what you would expect. I'm just treating it like it'll just be fine. The question is, can they stay as healthy as last year? Because that'll be hard to do.
I think the law of averages says no. I mean, they didn't miss a start. I mean, Deion Dawkins only missed time when he sliced his hand open on a helmet in Week 18, and Ryan Vandermark had to come in. And you could do a lot worse than Ryan Vandermark as a swing tackle. You got a 7-year starter in Lyle Collins, who's going to be a backup here, who's a little longer in the tooth, and maybe that's a good role for him. And, I mean, has this team ever been this stacked at the center position with Will Clapp and Cedric Van Praan Granger sitting behind, you know, Connor McGovern? It's, it's like, wow. It's funny. I was looking at the depth chart of the Bears for the game coming up this week, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, if Van Praan Granger gets a lot of time because the starters don't play much, who could he be going against? And I'm like, ooh, you know, Zach Pickens, you know, he's their backup defensive tackle. I was like, he's already played against that guy at South Carolina, like when he was at Georgia. Like, he's seen half the league already for the last 3 years at Georgia. So, I mean, it's just, it's never going to be too big for that kid. So I think that maybe the most underrated part of this football team is the depth of the offensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really good.
I want the way their depth's built up, right? Like, I like Van Praan Granger. I feel like every draft person I've heard talk about him makes me think, okay, should I be thinking about this guy more than I am? But fifth round rookie and McGovern, you wouldn't think that happens right away, obviously. I'm wondering how long this line could really be together. Like, Dawkins with his new deal, and McGovern was already paid. Edwards got multi-year. Torrance is rookie. Like, the only we have not, I don't even think, mentioned him really as a talking point throughout training camp, like the season coming up. But Spencer Brown's in a contract year, and we were a year ago really wondering, like, what his future on this team was going to be. Even I remember wondering if they were going to draft the guy last year to compete with him. And then he had a good year and stayed healthy. And, I mean, if he builds on that, we're probably talking about a guy that's earned a second contract.
Yeah, and look, the injuries are a concern. And when he gets injured big time. Like, the back surgery.
Yeah.
Shoulder in the playoff game against the Chiefs, surgery. So I think they've got to be mindful of that, because this is a young player getting major injuries. What happens when he's 28, 29, 30? Mm-hmm. Is it going to get worse? So I think they have to, I don't know if there's a way to use sports science to better ascertain that. You know, what do body types of his kind do later on? You know, and when you're that long and you're leaning and straining, that's when stuff does go on you. And that's kind of what happened in the Chiefs. So, and not only that, like, what does your offseason look like when you're rehabbing all offseason and not playing football? Because he had some rust to knock off here at the start of training camp, getting back into pads just because of all the shoulder rehab he had to do because of the surgery. So those are considerations. I don't think it keeps them from giving him a second contract. I just wonder if the value is a little different than maybe what people are expecting. Oh, second contract, he's been a four-year starter, give him all the money. Like, I don't know if it's going to be that. But if he puts another good year together, I mean, they're going to have to pony up some kind of respectable contract.
To the defense, an area of concern maybe before injuries, and it's been banged up, the safety spot. Mike Edwards, Cole Bishop, both of the injuries, they went week to week. They bring in a couple of guys. You know, that's going to be – I said to Joe, I said, remind me that I said this, but the start of the season might not be who the Bills are going to be by the end of the season. It might take some time with all the turnover, and the secondary might be – at the front of that, because this is a defense that's been built on that safety play for a long time, and right now we don't know what's going to happen there, just if nothing else because of the injuries.
Yes, Steve and I have kind of agreed on this. I would not be surprised if this team in the first month of the season stubs their toe somewhere where people are not expecting because of all the newness that has to be pulled together. But I think by November and December, this team has a chance to be as good or better than the team last year because of a number of factors. Number one, I think they're younger and more athletic. So hopefully that translates into fewer injuries down the stretch, although there are no guarantees that, and science probably wouldn't prove that either because football is just a violent sport. And number two, I have faith in the player development talent of this coaching staff. And so I think a lot of those young players will be better players in November and December. And that's why I think there is a very good chance that even if this team, as you guys were talking earlier, is 3-2 after five games, I think in November and December they're going to be a much better football team and potentially better than they were last year at that time.
They've needed to go to their third corner almost every year, so maybe this isn't even, you know, ends up being a big deal. But is Kyrie Elam's training camp to you pushing for a starting job at all with him getting these first-team reps, or do you think it would just be so difficult to unseat Douglas or Benford, given how good they've been, that he not to say he, again, won't play. They've needed that guy for injuries. But I guess how do you see that room shaking out given that Elam's starting to get more and more run with the ones?
I think he's been the most dynamic defensive player in camp.
Okay.
If he carries that play through the preseason, he's a starter. Simple as that. I mean, who's made more plays than him on defense?
Yeah. No.
Nobody.
He almost had – there was the one play didn't end up being a play. Remember the bubble screen they were throwing to James Cook, and he almost caught it. It would have been a walk-in pick six for 90 yards.
And that, you know, and that's a play he didn't make.
Right.
I mean, it's a PBU, but it's a play he didn't make.
Right.
There have been a lot of plays he has made. I think he's got the most interceptions of anybody in camp so far. A couple were gifts. I'm not, but you still got to be there and make the play. You know, Josh threw him one on Friday night. That was a gimme.
Even in games, he normally, if there's a ball there for a pick opportunity,
he's got more interceptions in the playoffs as a Bill than Tre'Davious White.
Yeah,
I think he has the most. I think he's the only one with multiple.
He does get different kinds of picks too, like whether the it's a good read, the athletic play. Earlier this 2 weeks ago, last week, he rustled the ball out of Justin Shorter's arms, like just
while doing a 180 in the air.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about Kyer Elam. The physical skill set is elite, and so that for the what does that mean for the Bills defense? That means for the Bills defense, he is capable of delivering the spectacular. Like when you need a play at the end of the game, that guy can give you that. Now the question is, and this has been Kyer Elam's thing, can you get rid of the troughs of play? You know, peaks and valleys in your play. Can you iron out the valleys and give them a floor of play down in and down out where the coaching staff trusts you implicitly? I think he's getting to that point here right now, and that's why I say through the course of these three preseason games, if he plays the way he played here in training camp, I don't know how he's not a starter.
Yeah.
One more before we let you go, Chris. We were talking before we got on the air about New Yorkers' superiority complex, Buffalo maybe. Are the Jets going to be good? Because that might be the biggest thing about the Bills season. Are the Jets, if the Jets are what the Jets think they're going to be, then the Bills season gets a lot tougher.
If you look at the Jets on paper, they should be very good. I think we also know that the Jets are A1 experts at self-sabotage. And they have, if there is one thing they are consistent at, it's finding a way to screw it up. And having grown up in the New York metropolitan area, I can say with a great degree of certainty, they have done an outstanding job of doing that over the last 40 years. I mean, it's uncanny how well they screw it up. And that would be, again, the most Jetsiest thing they could do. All that being said, we have to remember the defense that has given them the most trouble over the last 5 years in this division is the Jets defense. They make the Bills earn it. Like, everything is a struggle to get against them. And look, I'm not saying there haven't been, like, think about the game last year where Joe Brady takes over and they win 32-6 or whatever it was.
Yep.
But that's with literally no offense with Zach Wilson at the control. So I think, yes, they could be a problem. And look, I'm telling you right now, I don't worry about the Dolphins the way I worry about the Jets now, especially if Rodgers is healthy and, you know, gets through the season. Because that's the team to be worried about in this division. It's not the Dolphins. Everybody's talking about the Bills transition. Look at what Miami's defense is going through in terms of a transition. Third coordinator in 3 years, which I know the Bills can say too, but the system hasn't changed. Third coordinator in 3 years, third different system, completely different secondary besides Javon Holland and Kader Coe, who everybody else is different. And they have
the
top two pass rushers probably aren't playing week two because they're coming back off long-term injuries. Chubb and Phillips, they're not going to play. So it's basically Chop Robinson and Emmanuel Ogba.
Yep.
I like that
in
week two. And their offensive line might be more of a mess than it was last year. Teron Armstead's a year older. You have a brand new center, Aaron Brewer. Who the hell is that?
They lost Robert Hunt in free agency.
Like, I think Tua's ability to get it out quick has given that organization a false sense of security. And much like we say the law of averages, that Buffalo's offensive line is not going to be healthy for all 17 games like it was last year, I think the law of averages is going to come home to roost on Tua's health with that offensive line, because it is not a good offensive line.
Chris Brown from St. John Fisher. Thanks for the time. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. We'll be talking to you weekly, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Mondays and Fridays.
Yeah.
We're chatting Mondays and Fridays during the season.
Yes,
very
sir.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again. And, we'll talk in a couple weeks.
Sure.
All right. Chris Brown, first preseason game coming up, of course, Saturday, 1 o'clock against the Chicago Bears. We'll get a break in. Carl Jones is going to join us next hour as well. We'll talk a little Bills. He's also got a prediction on the Syracuse football team, Joe. Try and stop me from talking about that.
Oh my gosh.
Let's go.
All these Syracuse guys.
He's got him at 9-3 with Fran Brown. Let's go. We're back.
It's like a swarm.
We're back. We're back. The expanded playoff. It's orange.
The expanded playoff in front. I can't take it.
All right. Back in a minute on WGR. Go to WGR550.com. Register. And try to win the Friday foursome. Every Friday, we announce a lucky winner who will get to experience the excitement of playing one of Western New York's finest golf courses, including Seneca Hickory Stick Golf Course, Lockport Country Club, Diamond Hawk, or Cloverbank Country Club. Plus, you receive a box of Encore golf balls, a $25 gift certificate to Encore Golf, a one-year basic membership to Club Encore. Enter now at WGR550.com for your chance to win. Brought to you by Labatt Pristine Refreshing Pilsner. Please enjoy responsibly. And Encore Golf, you just became a better golfer. Must be 21 plus to enter. Joe and I are playing golf today. You're going to watch me spray some Vero X1s around. That'll be exciting for you.
Hopefully not hard to the right over and over and over.
You're not supposed to bring that up.
I didn't say the word. I said a direction.
Not supposed to bring up when someone has that. It's a sensitive subject.
I'm trying to reverse jinx this.
It's a sensitive subject when someone has the affliction that my golf game currently has that I'm working out. All right, we'll get a break in. Carl Jones, when we get back on the other side, we'll talk a little about training camp. It's our last show out here from camp. Practice today, practice tomorrow, then back to Buffalo for the Bills. And first preseason game against the Bears, Caleb Williams and the Bears, Saturday at 1. Jeremy and Joe from training camp here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go to WGR550.com, register, and try to win the Friday foursome. Every Friday, we announce a lucky winner who will get to experience the excitement of playing one of Western New York's finest golf courses, including Seneca Hickory Stick Golf Course, Lockport Country Club, Diamond Hawk, or Cloverbank Country Club. Plus, you receive a box of Encore golf balls, a $25 gift certificate to Encore Golf, a one-year basic membership to Club Encore. Enter now at WGR550.com for your chance to win. Brought to you by Labatt Pristine Refreshing Pilsner. Please enjoy responsibly. And Encore Golf, you just became a better golfer. Must be 21 plus to enter. Joe and I are playing golf today. You're going to watch me spray some Vero X1s around. That'll be exciting for you.
Hopefully not hard to the right over and over and over.
You're not supposed to bring that up.
I didn't say it. I didn't say the word. I said a direction.
Not supposed to bring up when someone has that. It's a sensitive subject.
I'm trying to reverse jinx this.
It's a sensitive subject when someone has the affliction that my golf game currently has that I'm working out. All right, we'll get a break in. Carl Jones, when we get back on the other side, we'll talk a little about training camp. It's our last show out here from camp. Practice today, practice tomorrow, then back to Buffalo for the Bills, and first preseason game against the Bears, Caleb Williams and the Bears, Saturday at 1. Jeremy and Joe from training camp here on WGR.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.